Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, he found it. I tell you what, our producer Travis always does such a great job for us here. Usually I can track down most of the audio I'm looking for. I just realized, man, I didn't even look through the Fox News Radio affiliate website, which, good reminder for myself. I need to disable the SMS text message notifications. I was getting all these, like, text messages last night. Okay, in 5 minutes, we'll be... Okay, I don't need all that information. what's going to be feeding when. I was in the middle of enjoying some good food at the Outlaws Cafe in Hardin last night. And then I got a great note from our friend CJ Stewart, who served on the Crow legislature, and then is a prominent voice in tribal energy issues all across America, but just an incredible man of faith as well. But they had a big song and dance celebration out at Crow Agency last night. So after we wrapped up our event in Hardin at the Outlaws Cafe, we thought, oh man, let's go head out to Crow Agency, especially with Crow Fair taking place at what, next month. And anyway, just absolutely beautiful, incredible song and dance celebration in the TP capital of the world in Crow Agency last night. So thanks to CJ Stewart for the invite there. They just opened a child care center there in Crow Agency yesterday. And so they had ribbon cutting in the afternoon and then the song and dance celebration to celebrate the opening of that facility as well. Just absolutely incredible to be there for that. But anyway, so I was a little busy, so I wasn't, sitting there just watching the Republican National Convention nonstop. But man, earlier this morning, about 04 a.m. Montana time, 06 East Coast time, Fox and Friends opened up with a great montage of some of the highlights. I was able to hear a little bit here and there, but they had a great montage of the Republican National Convention day two. Obviously, you had Nikki Haley there, who gave her endorsement to President Donald J. Trump last week. She had already released the delegates that had gone to her in the Republican presidential primary, and she released those to President Trump and then endorsed him last night. Vivek Ramaswamy, I want to go watch his entire speech because some of the excerpts I heard from that, wow, remarkable speech it sounds like by Vivek Ramaswamy. I've got the full thing in front of me here, so we'll see. I probably won't play the whole, 8 minutes just because I know you guys are going to want to mix it up on a number of different topics here. But here is the montage. I told Travis, I was like, man, if there's any way you can find that montage that Fox and Friends put together, see if you can snag that. He found it for us, so I'll play that for you coming up here in the first segment after the news and weather break here. Plus, Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy got a chance to address the national audience as well. Before I even watched it myself, I was getting text messages from all sorts of friends saying, wow, Tim Sheehy just did a great job on the stage at the RNC convention. He also did a full interview with Fox News. So maybe you saw his speech, but you didn't see this interview. I think that's where I'll start after the montage coming up right after this.
Securing America.
Former President Donald Trump survived an assassination attempt last weekend, but now comes word that the attack in Pennsylvania may not be the only recent threat to his life. Fox News has learned that in recent weeks, the Department of Homeland Security learned about an Iranian-backed plot to assassinate the former president, and therefore the level of Secret Service protection for Mr. Trump had been increased. President Trump ordered the drone strike in January of 2020, which killed Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander and known terrorist Qassem Soleimani. And since that point, the former president has been an Iranian target. The Department of Homeland Security has been concerned about Trump outdoor events and has expressed that to his campaign. The Iranian threat is not believed to be associated with the actions of Thomas Crooks, the suspect in last Saturday's shooting who was killed by the Secret Service. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With mostly sunny skies across the region for today, high temperature readings will stay in the lower 90s in Bozeman to the upper 90s in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear to partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will drop back off in the lower to middle 60s. And the outlook for Thursday does call for more sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-90s to around 100. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Apply. All right, you guys know what's going to be happening over the next few months. Google, Facebook, these left-wing Silicon Valley folks, they're going to be doing everything they can to interfere in the election. They do not want you to see the information that I am sharing with you on our Montana Talks website. They're going to figure out a way to keep it off of your feed. So here's how you get the important information, especially about Montana. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. Make sure you get the notifications. You'll get it all there.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now that's a headline you like to see. It's also a headline you shouldn't have had to see in the first place, but we get what's going on in corporate America these days and how they're being forced by the Joe Biden, John Tester regime to adopt this DEI garbage. I was scrolling through the Fox News radio headlines there and downloading audio and more during that quick break, and I saw this headline: John Deere ditches DEI. They just picked it up in the bucket, threw it over the side, as they should have. I'll get to that story here later. Maybe we'll save that for right after the Farm and Ranch Report. That ties in, doesn't it? Maybe it'll be included in the Farm and Ranch Report. We'll find out here in just a few minutes. Here is that montage from night two of the Republican National Convention. This was on Fox and Friends just a little over 2 hours ago. Okay, come on, Adobe Edition. How pathetic does this computer have to be? It's digitizing on me. Let me try it one more time, and then I'll probably have to do the whole restart thing. Yeah, there it goes. Hey, Travis, are you able to roll it from in there? Can you roll the, if you're able to hear me right now, can you roll the montage for us? Shoot me a note here if you're hearing me right now. Let's see. Yeah, my computer's looking like it's running a little slow here. Oh, he's looking for it. Okay. All right. Anyway, yeah, it's just a great montage of different sound bites. You know, and like I mentioned, I didn't get to sit and watch the entire RNC coverage last night. We're going to have more coverage of our own later today. We're going to have Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP. We're going to have Troy Downing, state auditor, and Eastern Montana congressional candidate. I think they're both going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Governor Greg Gianforte is going to join us from the Republican National Convention as well. All right, Travis has the montage. Let's go ahead and roll it.
What this country needs right now.
It's real simple. He's done it before, and he'll do it again. Or we choose Joe Biden, open borders, amnesty, and chaos. America cannot afford 4 more years of a Weekend at Bernie's presidency.
He will bring peace through strength, standing with our allies and causing our enemies to fear us. We have a country to save, and a unified Republican Party is essential for saving her.
All right. You know, that was an important point by Nikki Haley. I was no fan whatsoever of her primary presidential campaign against Donald Trump, who appointed her UN ambassador. But that point there, that a unified Republican Party is essential to victory. I mean, I made this point yesterday that, bitter, angry, divisive people out there who are still clutching their pearls because their candidate didn't win a primary election or completely bailed out of a primary election, and you're still complaining about a primary right now. Well, if you don't vote for Tim Sheehy in this U.S. Senate race here in Montana, you are voting for Joe Biden. You are voting for John Tester. You are voting against Donald J. Trump. If you don't vote for Tim Sheehy, you are voting against Donald J. Trump. You are voting against conservative Supreme Court justices. You are voting in support of left-wing activist federal judges. So spare us your self-righteous lectures about how you think you're the one who claims the moral high ground because your candidate here or there didn't win a primary election or completely dropped out of a primary election. You know, if you can't man up and unify and get these candidates across the finish line, then you have only yourself to blame for liberal Supreme Court justices, liberal federal judges, and all the chaos that will ensue as a result of it, the destruction of our mining industry, the destruction of our timber industry, and the adoption of these radical transgender rules and so much more. What do you think will happen if, even if Donald Trump is back in the White House, what do you think happens if Democrats still control the Senate or if they take back the House? Yeah, anyway, we'll play the interview with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. He did a great job speaking formally at the RNC convention last night, but I'm also looking forward to hearing this interview that he did with Fox News Digital on the ground at the Republican National Convention as well. He basically talked about how Democrats are watching their victories vanish in front of their face right now and talked about this momentum that everyday common sense Americans now have on our sides as a result of these massive policy failures by Joe Biden and John Tester. Let me see if my audio is working for me here now. This was interesting. Chuck Todd had this to say on MSNBC after seeing President Trump at night one of the convention.
You weren't the only one. We all were noticing this.
Yeah, and of course, this stinking computer is still digitizing here. All right. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You know, you say you need more RAM on your computer. You need more RAM on your computer. You guys know how that goes. All right, let's see. Yeah, lots to get to here. We'll get this. I'm just going to go ahead and restart this computer because it's just so much easier to just roll things from right in here. And then, hey, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app as well. Like I say, we got a big lineup later in the morning, but we've got phone lines wide open for the next couple of hours here on the show before our guests join us from the RNC.
Bye.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte will be joining us from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. That's what's coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks. He'll kick off our statewide hour. Of course, we take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. And then after we hear from the governor, we should have the phone lines open for you or some other big guests joining us from Milwaukee. It's the best part of the show. You never know exactly what all we're going to cover. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is blaming this year's expected record farm trade deficit on a strong U.S. economy and U.S. criticism of major trading partner China. The secretary says that the U.S. economy strength with its stronger dollar is largely to blame for USDA's record $32 billion forecast ag trade deficit this fiscal year.
And as a result, we're not seeing the level of purchasing that we've seen in the past. Secondly, we've seen a rather significant decrease in some of the purchases from China. They used to be our number one customer. They're now our number two customer. It's pretty difficult when your number one customer is being criticized.
However, Republicans from farm states like South Dakota Senator John Thune see a lack of new trade deals from the Biden administration as the main culprit.
Market access is what our farmers and ranchers are looking for to open up the market so they can sell their products and get the trade deficit back to trade surplus and get this net farm income back in the positive column.
In which Secretary Vilsack says The USDA is trying to do just that, just not with free trade deals.
We're obviously working to diversify our efforts to move away from an over-reliance on China and some of the other larger markets. It's the reason why we've invested $1 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation in the Regional Agricultural Partnership Promotion Program. It's the reason why we've increased the number of trade missions.
Regardless, the U.S. ag trade deficit, which again sits at a record $32 billion, persists now for the fourth year since 2019. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Growers across the region have successfully planted another Molson Coors barley crop, and before too long, combines will be rolling through the golden ripe fields. Hi, this is Bob Strecker from Bighorn, Montana. Bill Coors coined the phrase, barley is to beer as grapes are to wine, and he's right. And it's true, there is a little bit of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming barley in every Coors banquet and Coors Light. We are proud to raise barley for Molson Coors, a company known for always supporting farmers and rural America. Always drink responsibly.
Have you heard the news? Because the largest and most aggressive land marketing plan just got bigger, and Hayden Outdoors is stampeding its way throughout the country with more advertising horsepower than ever before. Millions of dollars spent to bring buyers and sellers together through a marketing plan that's the cream of the crop, reaching millions of land buyers monthly with over $5 billion in land sales over the last 5 years. Hayden Outdoors, the brand that sells the land.
Well, the EPA announced on Monday plans to step up the timing when it assesses farm worker and other human exposure to pesticide spray drift by 15 years. Historically, the agency assesses human exposure to spray drift at the time of a chemicals registration review that takes place every 15 years. But starting immediately, the EPA says it'll complete a chemical spray drift analysis during the initial registration process or the review process for new and amended uses of existing products. And finally this morning, it looks like Oklahoma is now the 13th state to detect bird flu in dairy cattle. The USDA confirmed it, even though the infection actually happened months ago. Bird flu has now been found in over 150 U.S. dairy herds, and the cases are all part of an outbreak of H5N1 that spread globally in wild birds. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, when all else fails, power down. Control-Alt-Delete, shut the computer down, and start it over again. Okay, here we go. Looks like my audio should be rolling a little bit better here from my studio computer. Another major company eliminating its DEI efforts, this whole diversity, equity, inclusion nonsense, which is basically used to discriminate against people. But first off, did you guys hear about Tractor Supply Company? Tractor Supply Company, apparently they had some woke CEO, maybe still have some woke CEO. And this woke CEO is pushing all sorts of woke nonsense. And it's like, you're Tractor Supply Company. What are you thinking? I mean, it's bad enough when, you know, some liberal company like Target pushes this woke nonsense. You remember when they had the tuck-friendly swimsuits? For men to wear women's swimsuits, and then they were pushing like this crazy radical transgender stuff on kids in the kids' clothing section. That's Target. We've known that they've been left-wing nut jobs for years. I mean, they've got good people that work for them. Don't get me wrong. In fact, I ran into one of their folks who listens to the show locally here. Probably not one of their corporate folks, but anyway. Tractor Supply Company finally ditched this DEI craziness after they lost $2 billion with a B. $2 billion with a B. That's what it took for Tractor Supply Company's woke CEO to ditch their DEI nonsense. And oftentimes these companies are forced into doing it. But anyway, John Deere was taking some fire here lately. I mean, your local John Deere dealers, I'm sure, were ticked off at the headquarters for pushing this DEI nonsense. Anyway, they've now ditched it. Here you go.
The nation's largest farm machinery maker, John Deere, becoming the latest company to do away with its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in favor of a quality-based workplace. The company announcing it'll no longer have hiring quotas based on DEI criteria, fund pride parades, or require careful pronoun usage. Instead, it'll focus on professional development, networking, mentoring, and supporting talent recruitment efforts. Tractor Supply recently did away with its DEI initiatives, as did Microsoft. It disbanded its DEI team this year, saying the initiatives were no longer needed. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Oh, for Pete's sake. What was that about mandatory strict pronoun usage? Strict pronoun usage. Oh, good night. Oh, man. By the way, did I mention this yesterday? I had a new follower on Twitter, and I noticed that they had their pronouns listed in their bio, and their pronouns were the, she, it. I'm not going to say that fast because I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC, but I was laughing my you-know-what off when I saw their pronouns are the, she, and it. Say it fast. You'll get the joke. I don't want to have to make Travis use the red button this early.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden was back on the campaign trail yesterday, speaking at the NAACP convention in Las Vegas. Comments about black jobs raised eyebrows in last month's presidential debate. So the president came up with an answer to what exactly a black job is.
Folks, I know what a black job is. It's the vice president of the United States.
The speech came as Republicans gathered in Milwaukee for night two of the Republican National Convention. And there are calls for the New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to step down after he was convicted on all counts in his federal corruption trial, accused of accepting bribes and acting as a foreign agent for the Egyptian government.
I have never, ever been a foreign agent. And the decision rendered by the jury today would put at risk every member of the United States Senate.
The Democrat plans to appeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Speaking of pronouns, Sheehy, that Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, he opened up his speech at the Republican National Convention with a joke about pronouns. And then, you know, transitioned that into talking about just what a joke these Joe Biden, John Tester policies are. But also, he said something else that was very interesting. Team Trump on X actually highlighted his remarks where Tim Sheehy was talking about how, you know, he started an aerial firefighting company to put out fires, but how Joe Biden and John Tester's policies have got the world on fire. In fact, here's the quote. I just pulled it up on X. Sheehy, I fight wildfires for a living. Take it from me. The world is on fire under Joe Biden. And not in a good way, of course. Here's more. This was Tim Sheehy. He did an interview with Fox News Digital. Now, I think it's kind of a mishmash of different clips. We removed the big whoosh sounds in between each soundbite. But just be advised, you're probably going to hear a series of different interview segments here, starting with his reaction to the selection of J.D. Vance, a fellow veteran, to be Trump's running mate.
Yeah, it's incredibly exciting to see Senator Vance be selected. Obviously, one of my hallmark slogans has been a new generation of leaders. We got to start getting young blood into the upper ranks of our party because we have to have a long-standing stable of strong candidates to carry the conservative movement for 20, 30 years to come. And obviously, J.D. is right in that category. So, and obviously, another fellow service member and veteran of the GWAT. So, you know, like me, he understands, you know, the unique nature of what it was like to fight during the war on terror and how frustrating so many of those failures were. So couldn't be more excited. He's a great standard bearer for the party. And Look forward to supporting him fully. Well, again, his background, coming from a working-class family, you know, the Rust Belt, and then, of course, his experience in the Marine Corps. We have the highest percentage of veterans in Montana than almost any state in the country. Like 11% of our population are veterans. So he'll speak directly to them. And then, of course, his working-class roots. Montana is a relatively low-income state. You know, I mean, our teachers, for example, we're 51st in the nation because we're even below like Puerto Rico. So, you know, we do have a lot of hardworking, blue-collar, low-income residents who are struggling to make ends meet in this Bidenomics economy. They're struggling with sky-high gas prices. They're struggling with sky-high housing prices. And his message of common-sense economics that actually works for everyday Americans is going to resonate very strongly in Montana. Yeah, listen, you know, John Tester is a career politician. He's very skilled. Not to be underestimated, you know. He's undefeated in 30 years in office, you know, because that's what he's good at. He's good at saying whatever's going to get him elected. But it's going to be really hard for him to outrun the record of the Democrat Party of 2024. I mean, it is a disaster. He's voted for every single piece of legislation that's enabled, you know, our sky-high inflation, interest rates running away, WIC's stagnant wage growth. Of course, our international disasters from Ukraine to Afghanistan. He's been there rubber-stamping everything Joe Biden and Kamala have done, and now all of a sudden he's trying to come back to Montana and say, I'm trying to close the border and fight Joe Biden on that. So Montanans aren't going to keep buying it.
All right, we'll hold it right there. Quick break here on Montana Talks. More of that back and forth, that interview with Fox News Digital from the convention in Milwaukee. Phone lines open as well.
Democracy 2024.
Former UN ambassador and presidential rival Nikki Haley officially endorsing former President Trump.
President Trump asked me to speak to this convention in the name of unity.
As far as how to bring unity to a divided nation.
It starts with love. It starts with love. Everyone has to make a choice.
Veteran and Nevada Senate candidate Sam Brown telling me.
If we start from a place of just appreciating that every American has a role, has a mission in life, and we value the individual, that's a good place to start.
Pennsylvania Senate candidate Dave McCormick.
We have come together. There's obviously differences in our family. Those differences are behind us, and we've come together around our nominee and a platform.
Calling the sense of unity and enthusiasm this week incredible. From the RNC in Milwaukee, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced by U.S. taxpayers.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of tractors, we were talking Tractor Supply Company, John Deere, ditching DEI policies that, you know, frankly, should have never started in the first place. But I get it. You've got so much happening behind the scenes with these shadowy investor groups that are trying to force companies to have to adopt these policies. And so, It's great now that not only are we the people pushing back, but people inside these companies internally are pushing back. I mean, look, if you're one of these dealers, the last thing you want to turn into is a Bud Light, right? That's the last thing you want to turn into. And not only that, but whether your company is going to go down in flames or not, like, frankly, these are American patriots that work for these farm and ranch supply companies and these farm and ranch equipment dealers. And so, you know, they love this country. They love the people they get to serve. And to see this nonsense pushed down on them, they're just like, guys, this is not what this country is about. So, but anyway, speaking of tractors, I hadn't seen the Trump assassination attempt from this angle before. I mean, it's just outrageous that the shooter was allowed to get this close. But Sean Parnell I think he was an Army Ranger. I think he was a sniper, or at least he has, you know, a little bit of understanding about sniper operations. But he says everyone needs to see this photo to appreciate the tactical negligence that occurred during the assassination attempt on Donald J. Trump. This photo was taken just minutes before the first shots were fired. By the way, I shared this at x.com/Aaron Flint if you want to see the photo that I'm looking at here. But if you look in the upper left of this photo, you see the building that this shooter was on top of. He says there is no excuse to not have someone on that roof. None. It amounts to the most stunning incompetence and negligence in a tactical situation that I've ever been a part of, ever. It is simply incomprehensible to me how this happens. The only thing that is more incomprehensible to me is how the director of the Secret Service still has a job. Yeah, that was what Sean Parnell had to say. Yeah, by the way, speaking of DEI policies, right? But what's interesting about this photo is you'll see a case combine there, a big red case combine kind of in back of the crowd and in front of Trump. And then to the left, you see where that roof is. And it's like, my goodness. Like I say, you don't have to be a Secret Service veteran or an official sniper-trained veteran to understand just how absurd it is that this was allowed to have happened. And that's why there are people raising questions about a counterintelligence investigation. I saw Corey Mills, Congressman Corey Mills, who's a veteran as well. He was on, I think, MSNBC, and he basically was raising the question of, look, you know, they need to investigate whether this was deliberate or not, whether someone allowed this to happen deliberately and intentionally. And the MSNBC host started clutching pearls. So it's like, well, how do you have this massive of a failure like that? Anyway, let's see. We've got some messages on the Montana Talks app here. Let's see. Tim and Savage just sent us one a few minutes ago. So Kamala Harris attacks J.D. Vance because he'll be, gasp, loyal to Donald Trump. Oh, no. Yeah, if you guys missed, I think that was in the opening Fox News update at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Kamala Harris is attacking J.D. Vance, saying, well, J.D. Vance is going to be loyal to Trump, not to our country. Okay, first off, Donald Trump is loyal to this country. Donald Trump puts America first. So if J.D. Vance is loyal to Donald Trump, do the math here. Again, I went to journalism school, not always the best at math. Even I can do the math on this one, just like you don't have to be a freaking sniper school graduate to understand what failed last weekend. If Donald Trump puts America first and is loyal to America, and J.D. Vance is loyal to Donald Trump, ding, 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 J.D. Vance is loyal to America. Now you, Kamala Harris, were the border czar who is responsible for this invasion on American soil of murderers, rapists, insane asylum. This invasion of terrorists that have crossed our southern border, and you are responsible for that. How dare you even suggest that a Marine Corps veteran like J.D. Vance would not be loyal to America when you are responsible for this treasonous invasion on our southern border? Speaking of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, here's more of what Tim Sheehy had to say in that Fox News interview, and then I think we got a caller on the line.
In Montana, so we're gonna do that. Well, listen, obviously this event's all about, you know, President Trump and soon to be Vice President Vance. So, you know, my message is basically we got to unify behind them. But we also can't lose sight of the down ballot races that will decide control the Senate and control the House. Because if President Trump wins, I should say when he wins, if he doesn't have a united government, it's going to be very hard for him to get anything done, from judges to cabinet secretaries to obviously any sort of legislation. So, you know, I'll just be reminding folks of the fact that we've got to have a full ticket victory, not just top of the ticket, and we've got to bring back common sense to this country. I'm sure he will. Obviously, for a lot of people, I think the last few days, you know, they've been getting to know who he is, just because he's only been in office for a couple years. But I think as they get to know him, especially in states like Montana, rural states, lower income states, they're going to be incredibly excited about him. I think he's definitely going to be helpful for us out in Montana, probably for a lot of other battleground states too. Yeah, well, and of course, John Tester's been there every step of the way. He even advocated for punching Trump in the face a few years ago. So, you know, this whole Donald Trump's going to hijack the government and prosecute his adversaries. Well, what have they been doing for the last 2 years? Donald Trump's going to advocate violence on his political adversaries. Well, what have they been doing? You know, so I think it's almost a case of a comedic projection where they're literally saying Donald Trump's going to do everything that they've actually been doing for the last 3.5 years. So, of course, shouldn't be surprised that now we're seeing them flip-flop. You know, as they're watching their victories vanish in front of their face here in the next 90 days, they're just literally trying to say anything that they can to cling on to potential victory, and that includes outright lies. So it doesn't surprise me at all. We'll hear a lot more of it in the next 90 days.
All right, there you go. That was Navy SEAL veteran Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy back at the Republican convention in Milwaukee. All right, phone lines are open, 294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. We've got Steve in Ballantyne. Hold on, let me stop this audio from playing in case you end up hearing that in the background. All right, Steve, great to hear from you. What's going on this morning?
Good morning. Well, the shooter on the roof. Okay, when they show the video of the building, it's got, like, a lot of tin on that building, and it's apparently kind of a flat top. So you're trying to tell me they couldn't hear someone up on top of that roof moving or whatever, if it was a tin roof? Obviously, should have been making a little bit of noise inside. But Congresswoman Taylor Greene. They're going to call the director of the Secret Service, because she said, well, the reason we didn't have anyone on that roof is because we figured it was unsafe, but we had the inside secure, and it was safe. We had got people in there.
Yeah, wasn't she, Taylor, was she blaming OSHA? She was blaming, like, OSHA work safety. Well, for a Secret Service agent to climb on the roof, it's dangerous. Oh, come on.
Right. Well, anyway, Green, they're going to bring her in on Monday. And if it was like Taylor Green, you know, she used to have a construction company. And she said if the Secret Service director said that it was unsafe to be up there because of the building, then why did she have her people into an unsafe building? And furthermore, then why wasn't the building destroyed if it was, basically condemned? So that woman that's heading she needs to go back to Pepsi.
Yeah, it's crazy. Why does she still have a job? Why has she not been canned or offered up her resignation? I mean, you know, whether she screwed up or not, I think the honorable thing would have been to at least offer up her resignation, even if, Biden's handlers would have rejected it. But it's crazy. I know I've got some more audio here, too. Let me see. Let's see what the latest is on the investigation. I didn't get a chance to listen to this Fox News Radio report yet, but here you go.
The video was shot by an Army veteran who asked to be identified only as Todd the Driller. Immediately after the shooting, spectators flagging authorities for help, and then the crowd cheers as former President Trump rises back to his feet and Secret Service escort him off the stage. But the video also shows law enforcement struggling to get through a fence surrounding the secure perimeter. Eventually, a patrol car rams the fence to create an opening. Todd the Driller tells Fox News Digital he was surprised there hadn't been more advanced planning to allow police-controlled access so that authorities could do their jobs.
Yeah, but Steve asked a good question, and Steve, thanks for the call, which is basically like, okay, so they're saying, well, law enforcement wasn't on the roof, but local law enforcement was under the roof, and it kind of looked like a tin roof, right? You'd think you'd hear somebody clump, clump, clumping around, but anyway, man, it's just hard to describe what a massive mess up this was. There's other words you'd want to use.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
U.S. authorities obtained intelligence from a human source in recent weeks about a plot by Iran to assassinate Donald Trump that led the Secret Service to increasing security around the former president in recent weeks. Now, there's no indication that the assassin or would-be assassin who attempted to kill the former president was connected to the plot. We don't know. There's no evidence at this point. The existence of the intelligence threat from, one of our top geopolitical foes, number one state sponsor of terrorism. What part of 130 yards away on a roof did they not get? Just put snipers on that building from every angle. So if anyone dares to try and get on that roof, you're going to stop them right there in their tracks.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Well, our friends at Blinds.com, they have you covered with their Prime Time for Savings Last Chance Sale. It's happening right now. Shop huge discounts on premium, customizable window treatments. Now, I love Blinds.com. Why? They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters and motorized options and even cooling outdoor shades online. Blinds.com. They also offer free professional design consultations. They can help make any minor project, like updating a window treatment, it'll have a major impact on your home's decor. Plus, you get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. You can rest assured with Blinds.com. They have their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Over 2.5 million customers, over 25 million windows covered. Go to Blinds.com. Their Prime Time for Savings Last Chance Sale right now, up to 45% off. Up to 45% off, only for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The news that the performance of American K-12 schools seriously deteriorated in the last 4 years seems to have been buried in the back pages of the news. At the end of last year, it was announced that 13-year-olds nationally scored 4 points lower in reading and 9 points lower in mathematics than just before the pandemic. That puts scores at roughly 1979 levels, wiping out 40 years of progress since then. Just because the bright light of media attention is not shining on this problem doesn't mean it doesn't matter. And two schools of thought are emerging on solutions. The traditional one of using more money and trust to educational professionals is perhaps heard the loudest. But a second approach that gives families vouchers to use on schools they choose has made significant inroads of late. Waiting for bureaucracies to address education system deficiencies or empowering parents to seek out better schools on their own. Many states are considering adopting this second approach. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Services 245-6361 online at smpbreak.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this headline alone is just great. TheDailyCaller.com, you know, we were sharing reactions from Tim Sheehy about the selection of a fellow veteran in J.D. Vance to be Trump's running mate. MSNBC guest scared that J.D. Vance is smart and will make long-term changes to the administrative state. Who is this guest here? Let's see. MSNBC's strategist here, Susan Del Percio, never heard of her, claimed that what made her scared of Vance was his intelligence. I got to listen to this one. Thanks to the Daily Caller for flagging some of the craziness on MSNBC this week.
But he's smart. And Jose, what scares me is that he, although new to government, he's only been elected for 18 months, he understands policy. And I think he'll go to places, if elected, that Trump doesn't care about in government and start making fundamental changes.
Like what? All right. Sweet. Even more of a reason that Donald J. Trump apparently made such a great selection. She wants government to continue to run amok. Apparently she wants, you know, the government to tell you what to do on your ranch, to tell you what to do on your farm. And unelected bureaucrats get to dictate to your farm. If Congress didn't pass a law telling you what you can and can't do on your farm, government just gets to make it up and go after you anyway. That was until the Trump appointees and the other conservatives on the United States Supreme Court overturned the 1984 Chevron deference. And so she's afraid that now government just can't do whatever the heck they want to do to come after you. And they're going to have somebody smart like J.D. Vance going after these other government agencies to make sure that they're not coming after you and doing things that they're not supposed to do. That really freaks out this MSNBC guest. Absolutely hysterical. All right, let's see. You know, hey, I mentioned being on the road. We've been doing this statewide tour. Hit the road last night. Going to hit the road again later this morning. Going to hit the road next week. I'll be in the Flathead for the Governor's Cup events going on next week. So that'll be going on. So, yeah, just nonstop work. But this year is so important. So that's why it's so important to put in the overtime all the time right now. But, you know, when I'm traveling, sometimes I know for a lot of you, you try to eat healthy. You're trying to stay trim. You know, you're trying not to put on a lot more weight or at least hold where you're at right now. And so traveling can be a challenge when you're trying to eat healthy. But I'll tell you what, thanks to my friends at Billings Last Diet, I've got, you know, coaches. I've got a coach that I still meet with once a month. I just do a 15-minute check-in. I'll do a tune-up once or twice a year just to, you know, stay on top of things and restore those good habits. But meeting with my diet coach has been so helpful. And, you know, when I'm on the road, I can do something as simple as pick up a protein bar, pick up some veggies that you can even find at a gas station these days. And you save money, you save time, and you save on the waistline at the same time. I'm telling you what, if you want to learn some of the tips I've learned, get a hold of our friends at Billings Last Diet, 406-294-6751, or go to BillingsLastDiet.com. They've now got a remote option that is doing wonders for people all across Montana. Because before, I'd have listeners in Kalispell, Aaron, yeah, that Billings Last Diet program sounds great, but I obviously I'm not going to drive to Billings once a week for my check-ins. Well, you don't have to do that. There's a remote option now. They mail you the food. They mail you an in-house scale that you can use. You can do, you know, remote meetings, and it actually works. It actually works. That's what we've heard from so many of our listeners. Okay, this was, you know, the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday, I threw out a question, and we had so many great callers weigh in on that question. Donald Trump, the look in his eyes Monday night at the Republican National Convention, did he look like a changed man? Did he look like a new man? Was it just something unique about the look in his eyes that night? Even Chuck Todd pointed it out on MSNBC.